Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on, Tom Civi, Jason B. C.
Good morning, Dominique.
So, Dominique, MC Hammer was stopped by the police.
Yeah. They say Hammer say he was profiling.
Yep. And arrested Hammer for obstruction.
I don't think Hammer was evading arrest. I just think he was trying to show them who he was, Tom.
What was he doing? Hammer time moves?
Yeah, he was doing, can't touch this. Can't touch this. Then he did that little wiggle. He looked like he was evading arrest. But Hammer need, he gonna have to tell me the rest of the story, Tom. Usually they tap on, when they tap on your window, where were you parked at, man? Where were you sitting? I mean, were you in the park after dark, Hammer? What were you doing?
Exactly.
That these people just walk them on your window talking about you look like a criminal. You on parole or probation. It don't sound right.
You absolutely right. I didn't think about that.
Yeah,
where was his car?
Where was his car? They usually say your license and registration. Then if you don't have that, they might beat you anything if you don't have your paperwork.
But you at the liberty of the police. Hammer pants on. He did look like a criminal, man.
Yeah, he probably did. Hammer, see, look, he might be taking a little something, the tablet or something. He's talking about profiling and you not even moving. So they just walking around tapping on people. No, Hammer, we need the rest of the story. I love MC Hammer, but come on now. The police don't use say that. Okay. Yo, you on probation and parole, all of a sudden you must look like you was, it was a criminal element you was parked in. Then when he knocked on the window, Ham probably was leaning on the window and looked up and said, huh? When you say huh to him, you in trouble right away. When they tap on that, huh? Oh, no. So, I mean, Hammer, I don't know if they was profiling Hammer or not.
Okay, so they're taping Basketball Wives, and it seems that there was a fight at a restaurant between Kenya and who was the other basketball wife? Anyway, they were throwing
Susie.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they were throwing meatballs at each other, Dominique, at the restaurant.
I'm just wondering when grown women gonna get tired of fighting. I can't understand. They can't even sit down and eat dinner no more. They throwing wine, they throwing meatballs. When do it get old? And then they got these little girls watching, and they getting locked up for acting like this. You can't really go to the restaurant and throw meatballs and get away with it. You got to give ratings another way. This just ain't going to cut it. It just ain't the way. It ain't going to cut it. They need to calm down, find a better way. Talking about the fight will be videotaped. Is it really? Do we really need to see them fight again? It's too much. Grown women fighting that's supposed to have money. You might well stay poor if you're going to act like this with money. You supposed to have means. It's sickening at this point. And then they're going to say, Evelyn, walk away. Evelyn walked away. She didn't want to be a part of. Now she cleaning up her image. I said, these people crazy.
Now, this is Kenya Bell.
This is Kenya Bell.
All right.
But I wouldn't fight her anytime. Didn't she stab her husband or something?
Now what's Dolly Bell?
Kenya Moore.
Oh, okay.
That's Real Housewives. The Kenyas.
They're a little crazy.
Then that's what we need to see.
the two Kenyas fight.
The two Kenyas go at it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but and the country is saying, why are you giving us a bad name?
Yeah, we need to see. Really? See the two Kenyas fight. But one of them gonna get stabbed because Kenya Bell stabbed her husband, so she ain't need nobody to fight. If you stab your man, you don't even need to argue with her. Whatever she say, you right, Kenya. I ain't got time for stitches. I got other stuff to do. I can't let you cut me all up. So, yeah, you might need to leave her be a little
bit. All right, Dominique. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Okay, talk to you on Wednesday.